Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and here in studio with me is Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, in just a minute, we are going to introduce to our audience Crown's Money Map Coach Manager, Jocelyn Boutte. And Jocelyn has been on the program, but it's been a while, so we'll look forward to hearing from her in just a moment. But before we have Jocelyn join us, let's look at some of the foolish things people commonly do with their money, and this is reported by CBS Money Watch.
Well, Dave, I don't think people do foolish things with money. I never have. Have you? I should be the poster child.
Just once.
you know, one of the things that drives my personal passion in this program is I've made most of the mistakes that people can make with money and live to tell about it, you know, and God redeemed that. And as we go through this list, I see myself in some of this picture. Here's number one, falling in love with an investment, even when it's losing value. Just not knowing when to say, enough is enough.
Yeah.
And I've done that. Here's another one, chasing a fantasy, investing something because it's hot today, but it's not so hot tomorrow. And boy, have I had the herd mentality in the past. If everybody's doing it, it's usually a good time not to do it.
Sure.
How about this one? Thinking on sale means it's a good deal. That ever happened to you, Dave?
Yeah. Look how much I saved.
Yeah, right, right. Look how much I saved, but I really didn't need it or it really wasn't a good deal. Just because something's marked down doesn't mean it's worth the price that you're paying. Here's another one, retaliatory spending. I never heard that term, but what a neat term. It's when you're buying stuff basically to get back at someone else because you're in a conflict and you think it's going to punish somebody. And that's really foolish.
Yeah. I've actually looked at that more as the kind of like comfort food. You're spending to avoid the pain of the conflict.
I had a friend share this with me. The day he got laid off at his job, he went out and bought a brand new vehicle and drove it home. And I thought, now those two things don't go together. But, he took on debt that very day to make himself feel better. And then how about this one? Hanging on to debt and not paying it off, even when you could, thinking there's some reason to not pay off your debt, or helping children by giving them money to the point they become dependent upon you. And those are all some of the dumb, foolish things that all of us have done. But don't be too hard on yourself. Regardless of mistakes you've made, God can redeem those mistakes. And my vote is that you learn His financial principles and let Him redeem you from any foolish mistakes you may have made.
Well, we're going to talk about how to make good financial decisions next with our Money Map Coach Manager, Jocelyn Boutte. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks, you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a Biblical Financial Study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week Biblical Financial Study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My guest today is Jocelyn Boutte. Jocelyn is the Crown Money Map Coach Manager. Jocelyn oversees all of our Money Map coaching. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Chuck. It's a pleasure being with you today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you. I understand you have been a busy person during this great recession, Jocelyn. What's been happening?
Well, in our online coaches alone, last month, we were up 101% compared to last year. Our coaches are definitely seeing an increase in requests, and the questions are getting, honestly, more difficult because of our economy, but they certainly have a heart to serve the people.
Yeah, absolutely, Jocelyn. Well, what do you think's driving that dramatic increase? Why are the numbers up so much?
I think there's a lot of fear of the future. At the same time, people are realizing that we have to take individual responsibility. I'm responsible for my checkbook, just as you are responsible for your checkbook. And if we begin to make changes in our own homes, we will see changes across the country and see changes in our churches, in our communities, and it gives us the power to more freely serve the Lord if He's got control of our finances.
Oh, absolutely. So lots of people are reaching out for help now. There's a lot of pain. Are you seeing encouraging results when people come to us for help?
Absolutely. And people come to us, and it's really exciting to see the steps that they're taking. When they come, they're often so just absolutely discouraged. And, you know, I love to tell the story of a lady. I'm going to call her Joy because, you know, she really was a joy to work with. She was dealing with a divorce as well as different financial issues. And unfortunately, due to her personal situation, the marriage wasn't savable. But her hope was to rebuild her life and in turn minister to her husband and her children and just be a light of what God could do in her own life. And it was really neat to see because she began to be very diligent in tracking her finances and beginning to deal with debt. And as she did, God began to bless those small efforts and debt that she thought would take her years to eliminate. God began to show her favor with the creditors, and she was able to negotiate repayment plans. And as she did this, her countenance just changed. When I first met her, tears came very freely, and you could definitely see the pain etched into her face. But now she just looks so much healthier. Her face glows. Laughter comes easily. She loves to talk about her children and how their relationship is growing and blossoming. And it all came about because she gave God her finances.
Yeah, praise the Lord, Jocelyn. You know, one of the reasons I enjoy interviewing you personally is because if I were on the other end listening to this program, I would say, do they have that many nice people working for them? I mean, who would not want to talk to you about their financial pain or their problem that they may be having? So, Jocelyn, you're overseeing the entire group. How many coaches are out there volunteering to help people right now?
We have over 100 online Money Map coaches, and we have approximately 2,100 active referral coaches, which are the ones that work with people in person. So we have plenty of people to go around and to serve the needs. So whether you work with someone in your area face-to-face, across the table, or whether you work with someone online via our chat site, it's convenient. You can get help 24/7. We're always there to serve. And it's amazing. Our coaches range from a retired gentleman who's in his early 80s at Destination 7 to young couples who are still struggling with debt, mortgage. You know, they know that pain very fresh and raw, but they just have a heart. They're like, you know what? I may be one step ahead of you, but I want to grab your hand and pull you along with me. Come on, join me on the journey.
Well, I've said for years, Jocelyn, that one of my favorite outreaches that the ministry provides is the free coaching. And it's absolutely free. People listening right now can go online and speak to one of our trained volunteers. And one of the reasons reported to me, Jocelyn, that the numbers are up is we've improved our online technology. How did that improve to where the experience is better?
Absolutely. I was so thrilled when we got this technology. We now have a chat site that is compatible with any browser. So whether you're on a Mac, whether you're on a PC, you can access our chat site. And we have people that just come in, you type your name, you type your email and your question, and you're chatting with an online coach instantly almost.
So just about anybody anywhere can go online. And it may not be immediate, it depends on the time of the day, but they're going to, but somebody's going to respond, right?
Absolutely. And even, you know, say 1 o'clock in the morning, you can't sleep. We may not have a coach on at that time. I mean, we do have some night owls, but I'm not sure how extreme the coaches get. And we have an offline queue. So if there's no one immediately available, we're going to get back to you very quickly and begin entering into that process, whether you just need a quick question answered or you need someone to walk alongside you for the next 6 months. And the exciting thing about this technology is it goes international. We've worked with people that are in Canada. We've worked in people South America, Europe, you name it.
Yeah, and the program is reaching around the world, so that makes perfect sense to me. So if someone's listening right now, Jocelyn, Give them the steps of what they need to do to talk to one of our coaches. What do they need to do right now?
You need to go to crown.org/coaches. We make it nice and simple. Just crown.org/coaches, C-O-A-C-H-E-S. And you'll see there the hyperlink that says click here to chat live with one of our online money map coaches right now.
Well, Jocelyn, there's many other topics I want to talk to you about of what people are facing today. But give me some idea of what kind of people are reaching out for help to our coaches right now.
Well, Chuck, the honest answer is everybody. I mean, we have married couples coming on. We have single moms, single dads, single college students, families, rich, poor, young, old, doesn't matter, even pastors. You know, I worked with a pastor on the chat site, and he came in and his question just really grabbed my heart, Chuck, because he started it out. He said, I have a money map coach in my church. I know what you guys do, but I'm the pastor. I'm really honestly afraid to go to him and reveal my finances. And I'm like, hey, you're on our chat site. It's fine. You've got absolute privacy. Nobody's going to know anything, but you can get the help you need. And that was exactly the reassurance he needed. So it's really, honestly, for anybody.
Well, I've always said it's the most embarrassment-free opportunity that you could possibly have to get help with your finances, because you just go there. You don't even have to leave your house. Just go online. Or if you want to talk to somebody in person, Jocelyn, they can go online and make that connection as well, right?
Absolutely. The same page, crown.org/coaches, has an opportunity right below the chat live option to request a coach in your area.
Well, Jocelyn, there's many things I want to talk to you about when we come back, especially some of the lessons that you've learned from being in your position all these years. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Handling money God's way can be filled with challenges, and many questions can come up along the way. Wouldn't you like to have someone you can turn to when you're not sure what to do next? Well, you do. A Money Map Coach from Crown Financial Ministries. Money Map Coaches work one-on-one with you to develop a spending plan, get out of debt, and practically apply other biblical principles of stewardship to your everyday finances. Your coach will be with you each step of the way to help you make healthy, long-term improvements in your finances. Money Map Coaching is available in person in many areas and everywhere online. Either way, you'll get personal attention that's confidential and free. To find out what's offered in your area or to become a Money Map Coach yourself, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org. Get connected with a Crown Money Map Coach today. Call 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My guest today is Jocelyn Boutte. Jocelyn is in charge of all of our Money Map coaches. She's been doing this for a number of years. Jocelyn, you've been Money Map coaching officially with Crown over 3 years, and you've been doing it really a lot longer than that, haven't you?
I have. You know, one of my earliest childhood memories is actually hearing Larry on the radio. So that's one of my first memories as a young child was it was my job to turn on the radio, and that way we could hear the old Larry Burkett programs. And I grew up in a family that was very open about their finances. And as a result of my parents' journey, I'm now where I'm at. And I truly just bless and honor my parents for what they've done, and I'm excited to see what the Lord is going to continue to do. And I have to say, I love the coaches and I love Crown.
Well, because you've been doing this a long time, Jocelyn, you've seen God redeem many people's financial mistakes. What do you think's the biggest financial mistake that people are making today?
Well, Chuck, you know, I'd honestly have to say it is waiting too long to ask for help. You know, we get so many calls. Their home is ready to be foreclosed. I mean, they may have that notice to move out, and they're calling and saying, what can you do to help us? Or their car is being repossessed. Or they call us on Friday, and they have a court date on Monday for filing with different creditors. And it's like, you know what? I can't help you with your current situation. Yes, I will walk alongside you. I will encourage you. I will help you not to get in this fix again and to learn how to manage your finances from this day forward. But if people came to us the day that they were late on a car payment, they could very well turn that financial situation around. maybe they're only making a partial mortgage payment this month and they're not sure how they're going to get the money for the rest of it, call us, talk to a coach, go online, ask, you know, what can I do? What are my options? And begin that process.
You know, I've always said the car dashboard tells us when it needs maintenance. You know, when the red light goes off, don't keep driving. Something's wrong. Mm-hmm. You're going to melt down if you keep driving once it's telling you that the radiator's out of water. So there's signals leading up to these problems that if we will heed them early, we can avoid this, just, you know, the terrible bondage that people find themselves in. But are people too ashamed of the decisions they've made, or they're embarrassed and just won't step forward and ask for help?
I think that's some of it. I think some is that also they may know the own answer in their heart, and they're afraid of the steps that they're going to have to take. But when they come to us and they realize, you know what, I'm going to give God control, I'm going to trust Him here, I'm going to see what the Bible has to say and what I can practically do, it is the most freeing experience. While it may also have pain with it, it's the most freeing experience in their lives. And I have seen so many people experience total life change. I still remember one of our coaches, Danielle, and she came and she said, I was so afraid. My one fear was that you would say I couldn't save money to go visit my mom who lives in Europe. And she said that was, you know, a terrible expense cost-wise, but my mom's important. And she said, we worked out a budget where I could not only afford to pay my debts, have money for groceries, but I could go visit my mom at a reasonable interval. And I was so excited and so freed. And Danielle and her husband are preparing to go to the mission field here in the next couple years as they raise support. So the total life change that this can provide is absolutely amazing.
Jocelyn, I remember the day you and I were talking about helping people make simple steps, the progress along the money map, starting with destination one, which is to get a spending plan and to begin saving $1,000, to break that habit of overspending, to break that habit of relying on credit cards. And I ask you how many people that you were counseling were on destination one, and you said, Chuck, the vast majority of people are on destination minus one.
Yes.
Why did you say that, Jocelyn? Where are they actually starting out when they contact you?
There's people who don't even know what a spending plan is. You mean I need to do something besides balance my checkbook? I don't even do that. And they bring in these file folders, and they start pulling out these pieces and going, oh, yeah, there's this debt from 5 years ago. I don't even know what it is, let alone where their income is going. It's very interesting, that discovery process of really seeing where you're at. That's what Destination One is about. Where am I at? Where does the Lord want me to be? And how do I get there?
Well, what about those who are listening right now and they think, okay, I'm hearing what she's saying. I'm interested in contacting them, but I'm probably beyond repair. I'm a minus two on the money map. I don't need to talk to anybody. I just am going to gut it out and see what happens. How would you encourage them?
I would say that there is hope for everybody. The Lord did not give up on the most hopeless sinner in our mind's eye. And I think that there is absolute possibility in every person's life. Whether or not they pay off their debts, whether or not they get to destination seven, having true financial freedom, you know what? That's not the big deal in my mind. The big deal is my heart right before the Lord? Do I realize He owns everything? Have I given Him my finances? And there was a lady, she was a widow, and she was unable to pay off all of her debts. In fact, she ended up filing bankruptcy. But because she came to a coach, she was able to learn what went wrong and how not to do it again. And while she did have to file bankruptcy to deal with the past, she was able to stick to a budget that was livable for her and to move forward. And that's the thing. I love the phrase, from this day forward. I'm going to take from now, and I'm going to redeem the future. We can't always redeem everything from our past, but we can live for the Lord from today on.
Well, Jocelyn, for those who may want to become a coach, how do they get in touch with you? We've got just a second.
If you email coaches@crown.org, we're more than happy to send you information. Also on our website, on the left-hand side, you can find out about volunteering, and we always need coaches. And our coaches range from stay-at-home moms to CPAs. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be in the financial profession. You just have to have a heart to serve the Lord.
Well, Jocelyn Boutte, the manager of our Crown Money Map Coaches, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks, Chuck.
You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Has your child outgrown a piggy bank but not yet ready for a credit card? Well, there's something in between, a practical tool for anyone that you can use to teach teenagers and college students how to handle money wisely before they face greater financial decisions. It's the Cash Organizer from Crown Financial Ministries. The Cash Organizer is a durable, expanding file that's not much bigger than a checkbook. It's designed to create a convenient way to practice envelope budgeting, the proven way to keep from spending more than you make. With the Cash Organizer, when an envelope is empty, you can't spend any more money until you earn more money. It'll not only help your teenager or college student take control of their cash, but will also develop money management habits that'll prepare them for a lifetime. You can order the Cash Organizer online at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, Jocelyn had so many good things to say, but a couple of them are quite shocking. And the one that really hit me was the fact that they've increased their need for coaching by 100% since last year.
Well, Dave, it makes sense because there's so much financial pain in the pipeline out there. As people ask me, what do I see on the horizon? I say I see more financial pain, whether it's with their mortgage, whether it's with declining returns in their retirement accounts, joblessness, lots of pressure out there. And that's why God raised us up, to help people in a very practical way, relying upon His truth and His ways. And as I've said so many times, I think this is one of the invisible arms of the ministry that many people never see. But Jocelyn said 2,200 people now volunteering with us around the country to meet with people and help them with the nuts and bolts of their financial situation. So I'm delighted to hear that. And I also want to thank our financial partners, Dave, because they make that possible. It's an element that's not real visible because it's happening out in the trenches with volunteers, but it is happening in a great way, in such a wonderful way, to help those that God's called us to serve for such a time as this.
Well, Chuck, as you listen to Jocelyn, one of the things is very clear is that she is exactly where God wants her to be. She's in her sweet spot. She's doing what God wired her to do. And yet so many times we talk to people that are frustrated with their job or they're frustrated with where they're going and they don't know what they're wired to do.
You're exactly right. I had a station manager ask me recently, why do we talk so much about careers and jobs? Well, that's where so much pain is right now. Not only are people losing their jobs, some people are losing their entire careers and they don't know what to do and they need help and guidance of, how's God wired me? What are my passions and skills and interests so that I can get in the place where God can fully use me and I don't go to work every day feeling miserable? So we've put together a package of resources to help people with that need. Mm-hmm. In fact, this comes out of the research from our listeners. They're saying, please help me with this area. So we've just released a new free resource called Work Your Money. And it actually is designed to lead you down a path of discovery about how God has uniquely wired you, and it will reveal how your money perspective actually will affect your work and career choices. So whether you work full-time, part-time, at home, or from home, or whether you're a business owner or employee, this Work Your Money Discovery Kit will help you understand what God's wired you uniquely to do and to fulfill His purposes for your life. I hope you'll pick up this free kit. It's called Work Your Money Discovery Kit. Call us at 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org.
And once again, that's 1-800-722-1976 or by going to crown.org. And if we can help you with a money question, feel free to go to our Money Map Coaches. That's crown.org/coaches. Well, for Chuck and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.